This parable of Jesus could come from today's world of bankers and accountants and venture capitalists. We can miss what the story means, however. It's deceptively simple, so let's go through it step by step. First of all, the master of the house is going on a journey. So he calls three of his servants and writes out checks to them. He wants to make some money from them, and so they're to trade till he comes back. Now, right away, we see that the master of the house is very wealthy, extremely wealthy. He's writing out big, big checks for these three servants. How do we know that? Well, the currency then was certainly different than ours today, of course, but we have dollars, they have talents. And one talent was a lot of money then, the equivalent of 6,000 denarii. And one denarius was the usual pay for a day's work. So figure it out. My rough calculation is that 6,000 denarii would be what someone might accumulate after working 20 years. So the one who got one talent perhaps got about $500,000. Let's put it that way. Not a bad amount to work with. The servant with two talents was given about $1 million. And the servant with five talents, about $2.5 million. That's the way I figure it out. Whatever it was a large sum. And that might be the first lesson to learn from the story. The master of the house, God, of course, is very generous with what he gives us. We're rich. When we were born and baptized, we received not money. Most of us came into this world without a cent or a name. But we have gifts, talents. Actually, the word today means more than money. Talents. Talents encompass all the gifts of mind and body we have from God. The second lesson is that we have to use the gifts we have. Trade till I come, God says. We're God's servants, and what we have is not ours. It's been given to us. And so we have to account for our lives and what we do with them. What do you have that you have not received? That's what St. Paul says. And that's a good question. Some today would say, well, I worked for everything I've got. I can do whatever I want with my life and what I have. No, no, you can't. We're God's servants. We may not like the word servants, but that's really what we are. The life that pulses through our bodies, the health we have, the minds we have, the homes we live in, the cars we have, the jobs we do. God gives us a great deal of freedom, as he does the servants in the parable. He's not standing over us every minute telling us what to do. No, we're free to do creatively what we can do, but God wants us to trade till he comes. The final lesson in the parable is this. Did you notice which servant gets chastised in the story? It's the one who has been given one talent. His excuse is that he was worried about losing everything, and so he buried his master's money in a field. Now, actually, from what we know of our Lord's time, that was the safest place you could keep precious things. Dig a hole, bury them in the fields out of sight. I always wondered why the master was so angry with this servant who seems only to be playing it safe. Now, maybe, it's because he seems to stand for all those with ordinary talents, so ordinary that they bury them and don't use them. There's so much neglect of ordinary talents today, isn't there? so much belittlement of them, so much of taking them for granted. We think only people with a lot are important. We love celebrities. We stand in awe of them. And so we miss the value of ordinary people and ordinary things and ordinary talents.